You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Joy Boulamwini is a researcher at the MIT Media Lab who pioneered research into the bias that's built into artificial intelligence and facial recognition. And the way she came to this work is almost a little too on the nose. As a graduate student at MIT, she created a mirror that would project aspirational images onto her face, like a lion or Serena Williams. But the facial recognition software she installed wouldn't work on her black face until she literally put on a white mask. Boulamwini is featured in a documentary called Coded Bias, now streaming on Netflix. She told us about one scene where facial recognition tech was installed in an apartment complex in Brownsville in Brooklyn.
We actually had a tenants association reach out to us to say, look, there's this landlord, they're installing the system using facial recognition as an entry mechanism. The tenants do not want this. Can you support us? Can you help us understand a bit of the technology and also its limitations? And what I found was the tenants, they already had it. And it was a question not just about the performance of these technologies. It seemed like every group where we've seen struggle, that was the group that was predominant in that building.
You know, I feel like there's this kind of double whammy with this technology, which is that there's bias built in. And because it is fundamentally good for use in surveillance and punishment, it feels like it's almost disproportionately being used in communities where it is least likely to be effective or to cause the most problem, frankly.
Absolutely. And here we're seeing is that if it doesn't work in terms of the technical aspect, you get misidentifications, you get false arrest and so forth. But even if it does work, you can still optimize these systems as tools of oppression. So putting in surveillance tools into the hands of police departments, where we see time and time again, the overcriminalization of communities of color is not going to improve the situation. It just automates what has already been going on.
We're at a moment where companies who are attempting to improve ethics and AI, or at least have the burden of improving ethics and AI, are in some cases firing the prominent people of color that they hired to work on these problems. Are we moving backwards?
What we're seeing is change can't come from the inside alone, because the work that you're doing will fundamentally challenge the power of these companies, and it will also fundamentally challenge the bottom line. We need the laws, we need the regulations, we need external pressure, and that's when companies respond.
Joy Boulamwini is a researcher at the MIT Media Lab. Coded Bias is available on Netflix. In the Marketplace Tech podcast, we talked a bit about Google, which controversially got rid of some of its AI ethics researchers. Earlier this month, Google announced big AI plans, but did not mention the ethics concerns. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.